Track 1. Listening, Part 3. Multiple matching. Speaker 1.
It all happened really quickly. One minute I was going to my local secondary school and moaning about how much work we had to do, and then suddenly the whole family was on a plane to the USA because my dad got transferred. I was faced with the prospect of starting a completely new school mid-term. I know a lot of people would have been excited about moving to another country, but I like my routine, and I was worried I wouldn't be able to stay in touch with all my mates. Luckily, that didn't happen, and I've kept in contact with a lot of them. And I got used to things pretty quickly, too. At least the Americans don't speak a different language.
Speaker 2.
I must admit, I like a challenge, and taking up a new job in Italy certainly offered me a big one. A lot of people I know wouldn't fancy being uprooted like this, but I've moved to different hospitals in different countries a fair few times over the last few years, so it's not a big upheaval to me. I'm not married, so I don't have a family to consider. I was actually looking forward to meeting new people and finding out about the different work ethics and practices. I think it's fascinating to see how people approach things in different ways all around the world.
Speaker 3.
I'd been expecting a lot of changes. It's inevitable when you go off to a completely different learning environment, but this was a bit of a shock to the system. The good thing was the brilliant food, even though it was a bit pricey. But there was a downside. In the UK, I'd been used to lying in until pretty late in the mornings. I have to say that I never turned up for 9 o'clock lectures, but no one made any fuss about it. In France, that was absolutely impossible. They expect full classes every day, and you get a reprimand if you're even 5 minutes late. I had to set the alarm for 7 o'clock. It took me a while to get used to that.
Speaker 4.
When we moved to France for 2 years back in 2010 because of my work in a school over there, people had told me that I'd really noticed the difference. But to be honest, it was nowhere near as bad as we'd thought. OK, some things were a bit more expensive, but then others were cheaper, and it all balanced out, really. Many of the English people we met there felt the same. And petrol gets you a lot further over there, so we could travel around a lot without worrying about the price of fuel. Pity to come back, really.
Speaker 5.
Setting up a business in another country is not an easy thing to do. As you can imagine, there's a lot to get your head round, especially all the legal aspects and the finances. As well as buying the business, it costs a lot to move the family too. Looking back, I think it's the best decision I've ever made, but it didn't seem like that at the time. Understanding what people were saying to me all the time was hard and caused a few difficulties, but I employed local staff as waiters and they helped a lot. We managed okay, and it turned out to be a great success. Plenty of my friends from England have come out to stay, and they love it here. I haven't looked back.